Mayfair. Very sad to report two deaths of former Mayfair residents in the past 2 weeks. 94-year-old Doreen Culpa of North Battleford passed away December 26. Her husband Frank left this world almost two decades ago. She leaves to mourn seven children and many grandchildren and great-grandchildren. 63-year-old beloved wife to Michael Thompson also passed away January 3. Deborah left behind her three children and grandkids. She and Michael farmed in the Alticane area before locating to Battleford in 2004. Both women, Doreen and Deb, were always great conversationalists and donned cheerful smiles. Condolences to the Culpa and Thompson families. A wonderful man from Alticane, Hafford area, Paul Balansky, passed a couple of days ago. He leaves to mourn his wife Ruth and two sons. His daughter, my Whitcow neighbor, Esther Word, left this world November 2021. Ruth and Paul's children attended Mayfair Central School many decades ago. Sincere sympathy to Ruth and families. Roasted turkey supper, anyone? Rabbit Lakes Senior Center is hosting a potluck supper to go along with their turkey Wednesday, January 18 at 5:30 p.m. This is to take place in the Seniors Hall across the street from the big community hall. The Cowboy Memorial for Doug Harjing is scheduled for Saturday, January 14 at 2 p.m. in the Rabbit Lake Hall. He was a well-known citizen and he and first wife Judy raised four children. Yoga in Mayfair Hall, anyone? Starting January 9 from 7 to 8 p.m. There are 8 sessions for $100 or drop-in classes for $15. All ages are welcome and there has to be a minimum of 5 people. Before COVID hit, yoga classes by qualified instructor Louis Sylvester, née Taves originally from our area, were a big thing in Mayfair. So, she's back. Louise can tailor make a certain pose or exercise even for a person with physical disabilities. For newcomers, you will not be disappointed. Coffee is starting up again in our small, well-stocked library next Tuesday, January 17 from noon until 2 p.m. Come get a few books, magazines, DVDs and other materials to chase the winter blahs away. January is always a joyous time to share our Christmas events with others, to hear about family members and other news. Many traveled through horrific snowstorms to visit their loved ones for a few days. This is what you call making memories in our lives.